Welcome to GoPro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Warden. You are now listening to CD7, which is titled, The Power of Personal Development.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give one more cheer for the people who made it to CD number 7. Okay. So proud of you for getting through this. Because you had to change the CD, and maybe, you know, most people, they get stuck probably on CD 6, and they'll just go over and over and over because they don't have a CD changer in their car. Hopefully they've got one. They've gotten to this CD. If they do, they're maybe smiling a little bit. And you can give just one little mini honk at this stage, or a little mini honk. You know, to the people that are going next to you and have them look at you a little bit strange, because we are different. We are going against the stream, okay? You guys are doing a phenomenal job, buckling in, ready to change your lives, and more importantly, change the lives of other people, create a legacy, make something happen. I've heard it said from just about every significant network marketing company in the world, we're a product company disguised as a personal development. Or we're a personal development company disguised as a product company. We're a personal development organization disguised as a service company. We're a personal development organization that has a compensation plan. That's what we do, because we're a people business. The infrastructure is done by somebody else. Now it becomes about us. What we become and what we can help other people become. That's what the personal development game is all about. And I'll tell you what happened to me. When I first started off, I told you, seems like a year ago, when I told you my story, and I was going through these 18 jobs, and I had all these mental viruses in my head, and I was mad at the opportunity. I was blaming the world, and all these different things happened. And one, I didn't have anywhere to go. So I stayed doing the thing that I didn't like. And two, I got introduced to personal development. And a person gave me an audio cassette. It was a bootleg tape from a Shackley convention. And it was Jim Rohn doing a talk called The Seed and the Sower. And it rocked my world. I immediately made 100 more bootleg copies. And it was just like, wow, this is amazing information. And you know what the thing that got me? I could take the language and I could use it with the next prospect. And it worked. When Jim Rohn told me, look, for things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to get better. I went, you know what? He's right. I got to give it to him. But then I went and talked to my next prospect, Danny. I said, Danny, let me tell you something I just learned. For things to change, you've got to change. I realized for me, Danny, for things to get better, I've got to get better. What do you think? And Danny would say, what? You know what? You're right. And I went, oh my gosh. You mean I can use Jim Rohn's words with my prospect and I get to keep the results? What are some more of those words? Line them up. Teach me, show me. So at the beginning I was using the words, so it was just part of my script, and then it started to sink in on me as I listened over and over and over again. And then the challenge to succeed, which is to me still the best there is. The Challenge to Succeed by Jim Rohn. It's a 3-hour audio program. It'll rock your world. It's unbelievable what it did for me, what it's done for millions of people around the world. One simple evening with Jim Rohn, immortalized forever on audio. It's no secret why he's the most quoted person in our entire personal development arena. The guy's unbelievable. So, I'm going to talk to you about personal growth, personal development, what it means for you. Let me start by saying this, what it means for you and what it means for your group. Hello, flip people. I was just gave an extreme close-up of a videotape. For those of you who are listening on audio, you don't know what that just meant. video camera went right up my nose. It was unbelievable. There are four stages of life. Here's one stage. Crisis. And there are some people who are addicted to crisis, yes? Crisis, crisis, crisis. Some people, if they don't have some crisis, they'll create some crisis. You know what? I'm not feeling anything. I'm bored. Let's find some crisis. Let me just go find another bad relationship and see what I can do with it. Right? Crisis, crisis, crisis. Financial, personal, professional, crisis. That's one place. Next is survival. And you know what most people do? They live between survival and crisis. They survive. Hey, I'm doing okay. And as soon as they're surviving, they're getting by, they start to drift until they hit crisis. And then, oh my gosh, I have to have $500 or the whole world's going to fall in. Or let me make it more personal. I have to have $500 or they're going to turn off my cell phone. Dun, dun, dun. Crisis, yeah? That didn't used to be so much of a crisis, but it's a big deal now. Okay, I find it. Right back to survival, no problem. Back at survival. Da, 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 get through the month. Oh my gosh, I've got to do this and this and this, or I'm not going to qualify at my rank this month. You fade, you fade, you fade. You solve it, no problem. Go through life. Na, 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 na. Back up again. See, crisis is like this built-in barrier where the external forces show up, and if things don't change, it's going to get really uncomfortable and bad. That's what crisis does. It creates this push to force you to do something that you don't want to do. But once you get to survival, the push is no longer there, so you just relax and down you go. And most people, this is a very crowded existence between survival and crisis, survival and crisis, survival and crisis, survival and crisis. And let me tell you, this life sucks. It's no fun. It's very boring. It's very monotonous. You have your crisis, you solve it. 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 In all these different areas. But there's another level. Success. Same distance between survival and success and survival and crisis. But in order to move on to success from survival, it requires internal reasons, not these external ones that are put on you by crisis. You have to decide. That's why reasons are so important. That's why your desire and your motivation for why you're building a business is so important. If it's strong enough, it'll pull you to success. If it's not strong enough, you will fade towards crisis. And then that will push you again in order to be able to move back to survival, which you've been surviving your whole life. You survived, you're here. You've survived your whole life, but have you succeeded your whole life? Same distance. When you had to get that $500 or the whole world was going to fall in, you did it. Now, if you just continued to do it and got the next 500, you'd move on to success. And you'd separate yourself from that other crowd. Now, you'll still fade on occasion down to survival. And hopefully you'll train yourself that that's not a comfortable place to stay and you'll pop back to success. And then you'll fade again sometimes. I'll tell you, that people have lived in that mode for a long time. Haven't they? Success and survival, man. Now there's another place. Significance. One more step between success and significance. And that becomes not just about you. That becomes about your legacy. That becomes about helping others. That becomes about this motivation to invest life into life. Showing up in somebody else's testimonial. Have somebody say, I was lost and then I met Tommy. Changed everything. Becomes not just about the money. It becomes about your legacy. What you're going to be known for when you're long gone. Significance. This contribution. This connection with other human beings. So, you can occasionally drift between significance and success. That'll happen. But I'll tell you, this is a place, good place to be between success and significance on a regular basis. If you're going to decide where to live, survival in crisis is ugly. It's petty. It's small. It's weak. It's whiny. It's angry. It's a list of emotions that you don't want to have anything to do with you. Between survival and success is aspirational. It's growing. It's stretching. It's learning. It starts to be attributes you want to be connected with you. When you go from success to significance, it's on another level. Your whole life changes. When you start reaching for contribution to other people, when you start reaching not only to develop yourself, but to pass that development on to other people, that changes everything. When that becomes what you're about, it's not just about you. People can smell a mile away if it's all about you. You never get to significance if it's all about you. Got to be about them too. So I want you to get solid on this simple little thing and decide where it is that you want to live and why. In this little high rise that we've written up on the screen. Where do you want to live? What do you want to be known for? Success, significance, you want to be a survivor. Some of you, that's your brand. I'm a survivor. Some of you are addicted to crisis and don't even know, don't even realize it. Every time you get bored, you create crisis. You manufacture it in your lives. You've got to decide, what are you going to be known for? Where are you going to live? This little chart helped me so much to finally realize that I'd lived a big chunk of my life between survival and crisis. And say, so, you know what? That's not what I want my legacy to be. That's not what I want to be known for. I want to pour my life into other people's lives. Me, yes, I got to grow. My family, yes, I got to be able to do this. But I've got to pour life into life. I want to be known for something more than just somebody who earns some money. Personal growth. So critical. Next. Two key concepts. When it talks to personal growth, and I want you to be thinking about this for you and all in your team. Protect and feed. Protect your mind and everybody in your organization. Protect their mind from negative. Feed their mind with possibility. Protect their mind from the constant dripping of a negative world and feed their mind with new possibilities. You know what leaders do? They make personal growth a priority in their organization. They make it part of the culture. They decide that this is important. They talk to their people about how much television that they're watching, how much How important is it for them to know every lyric to every song on the top 40? I'm not judging right or wrong. I'm just judging consequences. If you are a constant devourer of the news, it will have a consequence on you. If you have to know the lyrics to every song in the world, there is a consequence for you. If you have to watch every popular TV show, there's a consequence for you. If you listen to talk radio and have them feed you that constant, cynical, negative stream of consciousness, there is a consequence for you. We want to be known as an organization, as a group of people who are the cream of the crop worldwide. People that you want to get around. People that other people want to get around. People, when they see us, they say, I want to be around you because you're going to give me hope, because I was losing hope listening to all this stuff, all this constant dripping in our minds. Protect your mind, protect your team's mind, and feed your team's mind with possibility. Protect and feed, protect and feed, protect and feed. That's what we do. We build a culture of people doing the same. We're reminding people of things that they can do in order to be able to do those two things. Can you see what would happen if your group became known for nothing but personal growth? If they get financial rewards, it's going to be a bonus. If they're connected with a group of people that are like-minded, that are moving in the same direction, that have each other's backs, what more do you want? Where else do you get that in the world? Where else? You know what network marketing does? It gives us a financial excuse to spend more time with each other. It does. Why else would we be able to spend a day here other than you're saying, you know what, if I get this information, I'll be able to make more money. So that's why people have flown across the world in order to be able to be here in this room. But really, we got to spend a day together, invest our lives into each other, give each other ideas. Isn't that cool? It's very cool. Network marketing, personal development, here's what it does for you. The third concept. First concept was crisis, survival, success, significance. Second concept was protect and feed. Third concept is to develop disciplines. If you haven't read The Greatest Salesman in the World, go read it by Og Mandino. The Greatest Salesman in the World, one of the greatest personal development books ever written. Og Mandino. Like it sounds. Og Mandino. Okay? Go find it. Greatest Salesman in the World. One of the things he talks about. There it is right there. I will form new habits and I will become their slaves. Interesting words, yeah? Because what are we all but slaves to our habits? Good or bad? But if I form new habits, I just decide, okay, if I'm going to serve one master or another inside of my own disciplines, I'm going to pick ones that serve me. Okay, what are the habits that I must develop? And look, this book, $7.99 for one of the greatest ever written. Simple book, blow your mind. Habits, time management, your personal development habits, your communication habits, all the different habits you got to think about. What are the habits that I'm known for? What do I want to do about that? Are they the habits that will serve me or not? Develop the disciplines. 4 is your associations, and we talked about that already. One of the big important things in your associations is to find a friend inside of the network marketing profession. Find somebody to hold you accountable, a workout partner. Someone to say, hey, come on, I got to call you on that one. You said you were going to do this and you said you were going to do that and you didn't do it. Knock it off. And you can call them on it when they're not feeling like it. Back and forth, back and forth. Find a workout partner, someone who will push you. They might not be your lifetime workout partner, but they might be for a season. You never know. That's part of circling yourself with quality people. And I will tell you one thing. One last thing on the associations. I didn't know anybody that would spend time with me when I was 22. Other than my $5 an hour friends. So you know what it took for me at the beginning? My world got really small. You know who was one of my five? Jim Rohn. In my car. I never even knew him. He didn't know me. But he was whispering in my ear, like I just imagine him sitting in the back seat of my car talking to me and saying, Eric, come on. And helping me eliminate all my excuses for life. Les Brown was one of my five. Dennis Waitley was one of my five. Og Mandino was one of my five. Because nobody else would spend that much time with me. But you know what? That little group of voices in the back of my car, that I hated that car, but the back of my car that leaked gas, it was an AMC Spirit, okay? Which isn't a gremlin, but it's this close. It was the most miserable car in existence, and it had a gas leak, so I had to stay alive. The gas would go around the car and through the windows, and headaches everywhere, and Jim Rohn saying, for things to change. I'm like, yeah, huh? Wow. But that's what it became like for me. You know, what I want Network Marketing Pro to be is I want it to be a friend. When you're not having a good day, when you need something, and somebody whispers in your ear and says, hey, it's going to be okay. We're all in this together. It's part of the journey. It's part of the process. All right. It's part of the reason why I show you the Great Barrier Reef. To make you go, you know what? I need to see that. And when I show you the parts of the world that I'm lucky enough to see, you know what? I got to put that on my list. I got to do that. That's possible for me. That can happen. You know? So that's what I want it to be. So that's what it can be for you. Maybe it's one workout partner and the personal development library at the beginning to get yourself moving. Number five is books. Some of you don't want to be bothered by books. I get it. I get it. And I didn't either. Audio saved me because I could listen to it over and over and over in my car. And I'm, you know, a decent mimic, so if I got it enough times, you know, then I could start using it. And books, but you know what got me going on books was the tapes. Jim Rohn saying, you know, just start, come on, 5 pages a day, 10 pages a day. And I mean, I would get a book and I'd start reading, and in 2 pages I'm just gone. I mean, anything I got was like reading Deuteronomy or whatever, you know. It's like reading Numbers, you know, and then he begat, and like, oh, come on. Tell me a story, you know. Brutal. I'd fall asleep like in a minute. And then, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to read 3 pages, I'm going to read 4 pages, and I got up to 5 pages, and I got up to 10 pages. And if you read 10 pages a day, you can read a 300-page book in a month. And I did it before I went to bed because it put my head in a really good space. Other people like to do it in the morning. I'm not a morning person, but you decide where you want to do it. And I worked on it and worked on it. And I will tell you, the things I'm proud of is after formal education, I've read more than anybody I know. I mean, I read a couple books a week for forever. You know, so, I don't know, 150 books a year. 20 years of it, what is it, 3,000 books in that period of time? A lot of books. And it doesn't need to be the end all be all. Say, give me a list. What should I read? Just pick one. There's so many. Go to the bookstore and say, I'll try that one. Okay. It doesn't need to be the Bible. It can just be a book. All it has to do is give you one good idea. Throw the rest away. I read the novels to help understand human interaction, emotions, and the relationships of life. Then I read personal development stuff. And then I read, you know, I bounce all over the place. And I just got a Kindle. Wow. I'm telling you what. If you don't have a Kindle, buy a Kindle immediately. You get it at Amazon.com. It's a book reader. And I'm telling you what? You can't highlight. Yes, you can. You can highlight it and it'll give you all of your highlights in one document. How about them apples? I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Instead of spending $25 on a book, I can get a book for $9 and I can have it in 60 seconds, any book that you can think of, on my little reader anywhere in the world. It's unbelievable. Number one growth, the only growth market in all of publishing, is the online sales of books, electronic sales of books. Only growth market. But I will tell you, because of that, I'm banging through the books, man. I pick an author, I'll take them all. Then bang, 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 bang. I'm, you know, marching through it. I just love that thing, man. I'm like at 4 books a week pace right now. Since the middle of December, just going, this is the coolest thing ever. But at the beginning, I couldn't be bothered. So here's what I'm telling you. Start. The best organizations in the world, the smartest organizations in the world, we'll get everybody in their whole group to get a Kindle. And once a month they'll say, this is the book. Bang. Get this one. Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion. I'm telling you, your library will create more wealth for you than you can possibly imagine. It will make you something. When you create a book club inside of your organization, here's the book we're focused on this month. Give you another one, The Magic of Thinking Big. Oh my gosh. How do you not read that if you're involved in this profession? The Magic of Thinking Big. Are you kidding me? It's genius. Imagine if everybody in your group read it. Imagine if it was part of your culture that everybody in your group was not only listening, but they were reading too. Change everything. Oh, Schwartz. I don't know. The power of the Schwartz. Audio. If you had to pick one, that's the one. Audio is just amazing. When your hands are busy and your mind is free. Mowing the lawn, listen to some audio. On the treadmill, listen to some audio. In the car, listen to some audio. The magic of audio is different than anything else. Unlike Network Marketing Pro, for example, you watch the video, and if it's amazing, you might watch twice. But in a week, you're not going to go back and watch again, probably, even though it would be helpful. Because there's new stuff you got to try and keep up with. Keeps coming out. But audio, repetitive, spaced repetition, listen again, spaced repetition, you become a different person. Spaced repetition, it reminds you of something. Spaced repetition, oh, that's right. Spaced repetition, pretty soon you can say it. Spaced repetition, it gives you something else. It entertains you. It just keep it looping in that car. Just keep it looping in the car. Just never turn the radio on, ever, ever, ever. Just have it looping and looping and looping. Dripping good ideas on you. Reminding you what we're capable of. Now I will say, the thing that I used to have a big commute where I drove like an hour a day, and I had the most growth through that time. Now that I work at home, it's different. So I listen on airplanes, I listen on the treadmill, I listen when I'm out exercising, walking on the beach, laying by the pool. Feel sorry for me yet? No, not yet. That's when I listen. Find your time. But that time, that repetition is going to be golden for you. If I had to pick a place to start, I would say with Jim Rohn. JimRohn.com, start there. But there's so much good stuff. This program here, I hope, gets worn out. I really hope that you wear it out and wear it out and wear it out and wear it out to remind you of what you're capable of. You get good ideas over and over. That this stuff, when your mind is full after this full day, you're not capable of absorbing another concept. That you'll be reminded later. Oh my gosh, CD7. I didn't remember anything of that from before, but I remember it now. I got it. Audio. So unbelievable. That library, build a library that you're proud of. And go after it. And just don't turn anything else on in your vehicle. Make that commitment for a while. It'll change you for the better. Next is video. There's not as much video. You can find some stuff on YouTube, but it's kind of a one-time thing. This is where I'll say Network Marketing Pro is probably your best resource. I don't think there's a close second anywhere of anything that I've seen. The million-dollar interviews, all those incredible nuggets of wisdom from super smart people. The personal development giants that you're seeing on, you're going to see more of, celebrities, all that stuff. If you built a culture around that, where everybody in the group was getting that drip, because sometimes the eyes need to see, not just the ears here. You know, sometimes you need to see it too, to be able to absorb it on a different level. If you make that a daily discipline, it'll have an impact on your group. Next is events. Not only is going to the events a personal growth experience, the smartest groups in the world turn the event itself into a personal growth experience. They add personal growth in. They sprinkle it in. They create information and functions and fun that sprinkle the personal development in. Make sure that your organization is an organization that does that, that reminds people of their greatness on a regular basis. Now a word of warning. Have you ever known somebody that went to school for their whole life? They went to high school, then they went to college, and then they went back for their master's, then they went back for their PhD, then they went back for continuing education, and then they went back. I got one more thing. I think I want another doctorate. Here's what I would ask you to do. With the personal development side, it's important. It's critical. But staying there and not applying it is only avoidance behavior. You can read every book. You can listen to every tape. But then you have to take action. You can develop yourself. But you know what? You're good enough at the moment to be able to build a big group. You're just going to get better as you go. I've seen a lot of people disappear into this personal development ethernet and never resurface to become a business builder, but they're really into taking notes. They're really into absorbing the stuff. They feel better, but they're not taking action. I learned this from Darren Hardy, a great phrase, learn less, study more. In other words, don't absorb so much stuff that you can't go deep with anything. Pick a topic, pick a skill, and master it. Study it. Apply it. Make it infiltrate into your gut, into your DNA, so it's part of you. So it becomes subconscious. It becomes the easiest thing in the world to do. Study more. Pick a skill, study it, and apply it. Versus this real general, soft, kumbaya experience that personal development can create for some people. You all know who it is, and there's some people in this room that go, oh, that's me. I've been avoiding the work of going out there and getting my hands dirty and actually building a network. I've been building my inner me, and that's been fun, and it's a joyous experience, but I'm not building a network. In order to have legacy, in order to go from success to significance, you've got to build a network. You've got to connect with other people. That means taking those things that you've studied and applying them to people in a way that gives life. Make sense? All right. So, personal development is an absolute gift. This idea, it changed my life. It can change yours, but more importantly, it can be one of the most rewarding experiences as you build a huge organization around the world. Okay? Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the last session.
This concludes CD7, and you are now ready for CD8, titled Leadership Secrets. Thank you for listening to Eric Worre's GoPro, How to Become a Network Marketing Professional audio album. For more business building resources, visit networkmarketingpro.com. This audio recording is copyright protected through U.S. and international laws. No portion may be reproduced, duplicated, or distributed in any form. Thank you.